Now, we thought that her white paramedic uniform would protect her. Now, those are the words of a mourning mother of a Palestinian paramedic who was shot dead Friday by Israeli forces in Gaza. Thousands of Palestinians attended the funeral of the medical worker a day later. Our Gaza correspondent, Hala Safadi, has spoken to the victim's family and gotten this story for us.
Here, Razan Al-Najjar, a 21-year-old volunteer paramedic, is attending an anti-occupation demonstration in the so-called buffer zone in Gaza to help those shot by Israeli snipers. She's been in all of the Great Return March rallies treating wounded protesters. On Friday, Razan once again put on her white uniform and headed out for her volunteer work during another rally.
We thought that her white paramedic uniform would protect her. This used to be a well-known fact around the world. She used to say that the soldier wouldn't shoot her because she is causing them no harm. Her dream was to help her nation with her only weapon, which is her white uniform.
But Razan's uniform did not prevent Israeli forces from targeting her. She was shot dead by an Israeli sniper as she was approaching the fence to evacuate a wounded man.
She was helping her people by humanitarian work. Everyone at the return camps knew her. She used to tell me that she will continue serving her country till the last day of her life, and she did.
Palestinians who took part in the Great Return March called Razan the Angel of Mercy.
I was shot during the rallies. I remember I started calling on people to help me. She came running towards me and helped me until I got on an ambulance. She wrapped my leg and stopped the bleeding. She then told me she was sorry she has to go back to help other guys. She really was the angel of mercy.
Thousands of Palestinians turned out on Saturday to attend Razan's funeral in recognition to her services. The killing has drawn widespread condemnation, with many demanding an international response to Israel's humanitarian law violations in Gaza.
Israel's killing of the volunteer medic in Gaza is a blatant violation of international law. While Palestinian officials are urging the international community to do more to protect civilian demonstrators in Gaza, Razan Al-Najjar's family are calling for a UN probe into the killing of their loved one. Hala Safadi, Press TV, Gaza.
Meanwhile, author and peace activist Ryan Dawson says the U.S. all-out support is the main reason why Israeli crimes against Palestinians go unpunished.
This isn't the first time Israel has killed medics, killed members of the press. They've been killing people. They've killed babies. They've gassed babies in tents. They kill teenagers. They kill little children. They imprison little children. Unarmed children who are protesting a brutal apartheid regime that has a blockade on Gaza to what many pundits call the largest outdoor prison in the world. The whole world can see what Israel is doing. They can try to blame Hamas. They can try to scream about human shields and the typical Hasbara rhetoric that they go to, but it's on film now. People have cell phones. You can see these young children rolling tires or chanting at the cage walls, and they're just getting shot by sniper fire. It's utterly disgusting. And yet there are no real consequences for Israel's behavior. They continue to receive billions of dollars in aid from the United States, and it doesn't seem to matter that they murder with impunity.